all those things, you try. But some things don't change. I like to think about that. We were a big family, 14 children, mom and dad, but a very happy family. And they had hard times. Mom and dad had very hard times, too, when they grew up. And they raised us all, almost all of us. And we're very thankful for that. We had good times and bad times. But this was a song I did for mom and dad, just sort of in honor of them. Somebody once said, you know, as long as you sing that song, your father still lives, or, you know, whoever you learned it from still lives, as long as you sing that song and do it with reverence and so on. So I try to do that because we all loved our old folks and our people that have gone on. But one time, the reason I did this song was because one time Dad got to be about 85, and he started to lose his memory a little bit. He didn't know his neighbors, and then didn't know his children. Finally got so he didn't know Mama, and that hurt her very much because she always sort of took it personally, you know, the way an older person will. So then she said, well, if he could just come back for 15 minutes, if God would just let him come back 15 minutes, I'd be happy, because there's so many things that we didn't talk about. So one day he was going through the house to wind his clock, the old grandfather clock hung on the wall, and she was coming around the other way, and they banged into each other real hard. And he took her by the shoulders and said, well, Abby, where have you been? I've been looking for you for a long time. So they stood there and talked for 15 minutes, and then he slowly faded away again and didn't know her. But that got me thinking that, oh, it's just, we should think about these things and treasure them, that love and real love and real affection and the good things that we have, even in the midst of strip mining or whatever else is going on, the real things are the same. And we hope that we can keep it that way. This is called Still I Love Him. Thank you.
been using his milk of magnesia for years. I'm gonna quit.
Apparently without success. Is that...
Wish I was in Bowling Green, sitting in a chair. One arm around my pretty little girl, the other around my dear, the other around my dear Bowling Green. Hey, good old Bowling Green. If you see that man of mine, tell him once for me. If he loves another girl, yes, I'll set him free. Yes, I'll set him free, Bowling Green.
Wish I was a bumblebee sailing through the air. Sail right down to a feller's side. Touch him if you dare. Touch him if you dare. Bowling Green. Hey, good old Bowling Green. Going through this whole wide world, I'm going through alone. Going through this whole wide world, I ain't got no home. I ain't got no home, Bowling Green.
Trying to make it short, but this is a song called Wagoner's Lad. And that we're gonna put that in
sharp.
Of all womankind, they're always controlled, they're always confined, controlled by their parents until they are wives, then slaves to their husbands for the rest of their lives. Oh, I am a poor girl, my fortune is sad. I've a long time been courted by a wagoner's lad. He courted me daily,
our high.
better part of a century, am I coming through? Is that, can you hear, Aaron? There we go. For the better part of a century, the Shakers sang unaccompanied and in unison. Around the 1860s, they began experimenting with parts, and parts began appearing in their songbooks. And here's one of their first, I think this was the first one they published in parts, and we really like it.
Now, my dear companions, is the time to start anew, 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 for the kingdom of heaven. With faith and zeal and courage strong, we will ever be marching on, toiling on, struggling on, for a perfect heaven. We will not be hindered while we walk the narrow way, with our gospel kindred. But every foe that comes in view, in ourselves we will subdue, and be true to subdue the way that leads to glory. Now, my dear companions, is the time to start anew, 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 for the kingdom of heaven. With faith and zeal and courage strong, we will ever be marching on, toiling on, struggling on, for a perfect heaven. We will not be hindered while we walk the narrow way, with our gospel kindred. But every foe that comes in view, in ourselves we will subdue, and be true to subdue the way that leads to glory.
You want to take this mic? This song from the Bright Light Quartet of Weems, Virginia. And I like to do it the way the Bright Light Quartet does it, and we hope you'll join us. If you know a different version, just listen for a chorus or two and then try it this way.
Bye bye!
Bye bye, bye bye, bye bye. was an outlaw whose specialty was stealing horses, but she was also quite well known for her love life, love lives.
Oh, I told you Ruth Moore's story, I guess it was yesterday, and I got another one. Some people asked me to do this one. I know some of you have heard it, and it is in the little green book called Cold as a Dog in the Wind Knows East. It was written by Ruth Moore from Bass Harbor, who is a lady who knows whereof she speaks. She's an island girl. She's from Gotts Island. Aware, W-E-I-R, is basically a large, inefficient fish trap. It's still in some use on the coast of Maine, mostly for hanging up yachts that are trying to anchor in some innocent-looking harbor. Charlie had a herring ware down the Bailey's Bight. He get up to tend it in the middle of the night. Late October, midnight black as tar. Nothing out the window but a big cold star. House like a cemetery, kitchen fire dead. I'm damn good mind, says Charlie, to go back to bed. Man who owns a herring ware, even on the side, is nothing but a slave to the goddamn tide. Well, a man feels meager. Man feels old, pitch black midnight, lonesome and cold. Chills in his stomach like 40,000 mice. The very buttons on his pants, little lumps of ice. Times he gets to feeling it's no damned use. So Charlie had a pitcherful in his orange juice. Then he felt better than he had before, so he had another pitcherful to get him to the shore. Down by the beach rocks, underneath the tree, Charlie saw something he never thought he'd see. Sparkling in the lantern light as he went to pass, three big diamonds in the frosty grass. Well, he says, diamonds, where'd they come from? I'll pick them up later on. I always wanted some. Well, he hauled in his dory. She felt light as air. And in the dark midnight, he rode off to tend ware. Out by the ware gate, Charlie found an old sea serpent swimming round and round. He had a head like a washtub, whiskers like thatch, breath like the flame on a Portland star match. Black in the lantern light, up he rose, a great big barnacle on the end of his nose. He looks Charlie over, surly and cross. Them fish you got shut up in there belongs to my boss. Fish, says Charlie, fish in there? Well, I ain't caught a fish since I built the damn ware. Well, says the sea serpent, nevertheless, a 10,000 bushel in a rough gas. Charlie moved the lantern. He give his oars a pull. He saw that the ware was brimbalay full. Fish rising out of water a trillion at a time, and the sight of each and every one was like a silver dime. Well, says the sea serpent, what you going to do? They're uncomfortable, and they don't belong to you. So open this contraption up and let them go. Come on, get the lid out. boss says so. He does, says Charlie. Well, who the hell is he thinks he can set back and send word to me? Sea serpent twizzled. He made a water spout. Keep on, brother, and you'll find out. Oh, come on, says Charlie. You're nothing but a lie, so hold your hurry. Get your dirty whiskers off the gunwale of my dory. Sea serpent swiveled round. What was he doing now? He scunned back a set of sharp yellow teeth. He come at Charlie with a gurgly roar, and Charlie let him have it with a port side oar. Right on the noggin, hell of a knock, and the old sea serpent, he sunk like a rock. So go on back, says Charlie, and tell the old jerk not to send a boy do a man's work. Then over by the ware gate, tinkly and clear, a pretty little voice says, "Yoo-hoo, Charlie dear." "All right," says Charlie, "this ain't funny." And the same little voice says, "Yoo-hoo, Charlie, honey." And there on a seine pole, right in the ware, was a little green mermaid combing out her hair. "All right," says Charlie, "I see you, and I know who you come from, so you can get, too." He let fly his bailing scoop. It landed with a clunk. When the water settled, the mermaid, she'd sunk. And then the ocean moved behind him with a mighty heave and hiss. And a thundery, rumbly voice remarked, "I'm goddamn sick of this." And up come an old man, white from top to toe, whiter than a daisy field, whiter than the snow, carrying a pitchfork with three tines on it, muttering in his whiskers and madder than a hornet. "My sea serpent, he's so lame that he can hardly stir, and my best mermaid, you've raised a lump on her, and you've been pretty sassy calling me a jerk, so now the old man has come do a man's work." "Oh, come on," says Charlie, "why don't you leave me be? You may be the hoary old man of the sea, but I've got to run a fish in here shut up inside. You keep on frigging around, you'll make me lose the tide." Well, next thing that Charlie knew, he was lying on the sand. The painter of his dory was right beside his hand. He could see across the bay, calm, still, and wide. It was full daylight. It was high tide. "God," says Charlie, "what am I about?" His oars weren't wet, so he hadn't been out. "Oh," he says, "diamonds underneath the tree. Seems to me I found some. I'd better go see." But he didn't find any. Not one gem. Only three little owl dungs with a frost on them. I'd like to have Annie Muir sing with me. This is Anne Mayo Muir, as opposed to the, not as opposed to, but as differentiated, or whatever the word is, to the other Anne Muir, who's a photographer. This is a little lullaby from the Shetland Islands. And it seems to be about the time when the Christian religion was coming through and wiping out the old gods, as is so often happens, and the old ways. And the mother singing to her child and saying, "Go away, little fairies, and come down, bonny angels." It's from the island of Bressé.
You are same too.
When I was a lot smaller than I am now, the quickest way, or the most reliable way to get into town was to row. And I had this wild young friend who used to like to row a lot. He was a little smaller than I was, and so he used to do a lot of the rowing. And we'd make up songs, or I'd make them up and he'd row. And then he drank a lot of milk. And so as I grew older and as he grew older, I learned how to row pretty well. And oh, we were forever making up these songs. And this is, I tried to piece together one of them that we did. It was only about 3 miles in a town, but when you get the tide with you and a southwest wind against you, you can kick up quite a short chop, and the up and down distance far exceeds the linear distance. So it originally had about 84 verses, I think. Luckily, I can't remember very many of them. There's no more singing, hi-yo, no more singing, hey-you-o, no more singing, hi-yo, oh, fare ye well, my lady-o, no more walking, hi-yo, no more walking, hey-you-o, no more walking, hi-yo, oh, fare ye well, my lady-o, no more talking, hi-yo, no more talking, hey-you-o, no more talking, hi-yo, oh, fare ye well, my lady-o, I can't please you, hi-yo, I can't please you, hey you oh. I can't please you, hi oh, oh, fare ye well, my lady oh. I guess I leave you, hi oh. I guess I leave you, hey you oh. I guess I leave you, hi oh, oh, fare ye well, my lady. Don't you worry, hi-yo, don't you worry, hey-you-o, don't you worry, hi-yo, oh, fare ye well, my lady-o, don't be sorry, hi-yo, don't be sorry, hey-you-o, don't be sorry, hi-yo, walking high, oh, no more walking, hey, you, oh, no more walking high, oh, oh, fare ye well, my lady, oh. That was nice. There's many people who believe that a long time ago men could change their form into animals. There's many people like myself that believe that there was one language between all living things. I believe there still is. I think we've lost the tongue of it, but I think there's hope for us. There are many stories about the seals that changed into men and seal women. And this is a song about a gal that lost her heart to a seal man. But she couldn't keep him. And he got away from her and he went back, he changed back into a seal and went away to the water. Back into the campgrounds and lurch through the bushes and walk into trees and fall over each other. Won't it be wonderful? And but it wouldn't be fitting to close off a really fine evening. It's been a fine evening. Did you have fun tonight? Well, I sure did. Had a wonderful time. But one of the people that makes this whole damn thing possible and has for a number of years going to come up here and bid you farewell for the evening. Best thing that I can say about Evelyn Beers is that she is a true Western woman. Evelyn Beers.
I just want to say good night to you and sleep well, and we look forward to being with you tomorrow. I'd like to take a moment to thank all of the hardworking people who've helped make this possible. It's not just me. It happens in my head, but it's the people who do the physical work here that make it happen. People who go around and collect up the garbage and sweep off the stage and run and get things when it's raining and taxi people back and forth, the kids from Niskayuna School, the people in the food booth, just everyone, and all of us taking care of each other and making it happen. And I'd like to express my thanks to everyone who's helped to make it happen. And when this was taking form in my head last spring, and it's happened the way I hope it would, and I'm grateful to every one of you who have come here and who will come again, and to everyone who has helped to make it possible. Thank you, and we'll see you tomorrow. I love you.
Thank you. You know, way, way back, years and years ago, particularly in the rural areas of this country, Sunday was really held to be a sacred day. And it was kind of rough on the children because you couldn't do anything on Sunday. All you could do was sit around, look at the mountains, maybe read the Bible if you were inclined to, or get in trouble. But, you know, legally you couldn't do anything at all. And so here's a song that tells about all the things you can't do on Sunday. And there's a last verse that's not part of the traditional song. It was added by a friend of ours up in Cosby, Tennessee. And it tells one thing you can do on Sunday. It's a shame to beat your wife on Sunday. It's a shame to beat your wife on Sunday. You got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's a shame to beat your wife on Sunday. And it's a shame to play cards on Sunday. It's a shame to play cards on Sunday. You got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's a shame to play cards on Sunday. And it's
It's a shame to cheat and steal on Sunday. It's a shame to cheat and steal on Sunday. You got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's a shame to cheat and steal on Sunday. It's a shame to get drunk on a Sunday, Sparky. It's a shame to get drunk on Sunday. You've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's a shame to get drunk on a Sunday. And it's a shame to beat your kids on a Sunday. It's a shame to beat your kids on a Sunday. You've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. It's a shame to beat your kids on a Sunday. But here's what you can do. Maybe you'll sing along with us a second time. Oh, it's great to make love on Sunday. Yes, it's great to make love on Sunday. You got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and all day Sunday. Yes, it's great to make love on Sunday. Sing it! Oh, it's great to make love on Sunday. Yes, it's great to make love on Sunday. You got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and all day Sunday. Yes, it's great to make love on Sunday.
Thank you. There's a couple at the festival. I don't think they've been on the program this year, or at least I haven't seen them, but they often are on the Fox Hollow Festival, Richard and Lee Wilkie. Richard Wilkie writes some of the prettiest songs. He's one of my favorite songwriters. And he moved to this part of the country, I think from Iowa, I'm not sure, but he moved into the Hudson Valley area not too many years before we moved to Tennessee. And I can appreciate his feelings when he wrote this song. When you move to a new part of the country, new to you, you know, your eyes open up somehow and you see all kinds of beautiful things. He saw things here in this part of the country, New York State, that we never saw being raised here. And we saw these things, you know, in Tennessee when we moved down there. So he wrote this song. We like it very, very much. It's about the Hudson River Valley home.
I have always had a cool wind in my soul, 'cause I know that there never was a road without a bend, past a hill.
And I found my Hudson River Valley home, and I'll take her when it's time, when it's time, when it's time, when it's time.
I have seen her in the days of feeling sad, feeling lonely, feeling glad. I have looked into her eyes.
And I found my Hudson River Valley home, and I'll take her when it's time, when it's time, when it's time, when it's time.
Can tell you what it's like when she's unkind, when it's raining in my mind. I don't know if I can laugh or I can cry. Don't wanna live, don't wanna die.
And I found my Hudson River Valley home, and I'll take her when it's time, when it's time, when it's time, when it's time.
Thank you. Well, time for another religious song. Oh, that's the way I feel. Hey, yeah. I thought I could get away with it. Anybody here know Dave Morris from Pipestem, West Virginia? Yeah. He's quite a guy. Two or three years ago at a festival, he was, you know, everybody's feeling very warm and liquored up and that sort of thing. And Dave said, I've got a song that is really a family song, and you've just got to have it. You've just got to sing it. He said, it took a long time for me to get it from my grandmother. She kept forgetting the words. But one day, he said, we're going down the road, and I missed a turn. I almost ran into a rock, and it just, you know, scared the daylights out of her. And while she was still in a state of shock, he said, Grandma, what's the name of that, or how's that song go, Jesus is a Rock? And she came out with it, and he got it. So he gave us the song, and we invite you to sing it along with us. It's a very easy song to sing. I've talked with Sandy Payton since, and he told me that he thinks that it comes originally from the Black tradition of spirituals, and you know, it got into the mountains, and now it's everybody's song. We'd like it to be your song too.
Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of the storm.
Let's try that all together, that first verse.
Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of the storm. Heaven's bells are ringing and we're going home, we're going home, we're going home. Heaven's bells are ringing and we're going home, a shelter in the time of the storm. If you don't mind, fathers, you'll be too late, you'll be too late, you'll be too late. If you don't mind, fathers, you'll be too late to shelter in the time of the storm. If you don't mind, mothers, you'll be too late, you'll be too late, you'll be too late. If you don't mind, mothers, you'll be too late to shelter in the time of the storm. If you don't mind, children, you'll be too late, you'll be too late, you'll be too late. If you don't mind, children, you'll be too late to shelter in the time of the storm.
Jesus is a rock.
Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of the storm.
Oh, let's see, sun's gonna shine.
Oh.
Yeah. I have a guitar, and you get in there with Mom.
I ought to have posies on my britches for those times when I gotta turn around.
I did want to say, though, we're eternally grateful that he didn't get up this morning and introduce us. Several years ago. Oh yeah, I'm gonna put the clamp on it, aren't I?
The cheater.
Several years ago, we heard the Beers sing a song. We really never sing Beers family songs on this stage. Somehow, it makes you nervous. But I've never heard the Beers sing this song. In public, only around the house, although they did put it on one of their very early records, one called Walkie in the Parlor. And we enjoyed the song. We learned to sing it, have sung it for many years. Back in 1970, when we made our one and only record, which is available up at the record place, of course, I asked Bob, of course it was a plug, I asked Bob Beers if he would mind if we put that song on it, and he said we'd be honored, and I was just very, very touched. And seeing as how the Beers family, I don't believe, does a song anymore, we'd like to do it here. It's a fun song. For those of you that are senior citizens, it may really ring some bells for you. You know, in the spring, how when the blood is thick, like it is this morning. They used to give you sulfur and molasses to get it flowing, get it working. And that's what this song is about sulfur and molasses. When I was a youth and I lived on the farm, my mother's ambition was to keep me from harm. And when I got sick or come down with the flu, she doctored me up with the devil's own brew.
Oh, sulfur molasses had a horrible smell, but whatever I had, it would make me get well. Sulfur molasses in the old humble style, together with goose grease and turpentine aisle.
Oil, that is. So when I got married and took on a wife, I guarded her well from the sickness and strife. I dressed her in silk till she looked very nice, and when she got pip, took my mother's advice.
Oh, sulfur molasses had a horrible smell, but whatever I had, it would make me get well. Sulfur molasses in the old humble style, together with goose grease and turpentine aisle.
Now we raised up three sons, both handsome and strong, and gave them the treatment when something went wrong. One was a preacher, the other a priest, the third he was honest and joined the police.
Oh, sulfur molasses had a horrible smell, but whatever I had, it would make me get well. Sulfur molasses in the old humble style, together with goose grease and turpentine aisle.
Now the preacher went wrong, into jeopardy sank. The priest, he was murdered while robbing a bank. The third, he departed before it was time, from a large overdose of my pokeberry wine.
Oh, sulfur molasses had a horrible smell, but whatever I had, it would make me get well. Sulfur molasses in the old humble style, together with goose grease and turpentine aisle.
Now mother is gone, and my wife she is dead, and I am confined on the top of my bed. There's bottles galore at my head and my feet, but the one I love most hidden under the sheet.
Oh, sulfur molasses had a horrible smell, but whatever I had, it would make me get well. Sulfur molasses in the old humble style, together with goose grease and turpentine aisle.
Now as they were placing me down in the grave, you'd never believe the advice that I gave. I swear by the clods as they fall in my face, that here is the cure for the whole human race.
Oh, sulfur molasses had a horrible smell, but whatever I had, it would make me get well. Sulfur molasses in the old humble style, together with goose grease and turpentine aisle.
Thank you. Would you take this, my dear?
What should I do with it?
Yeah.
The other night, Thursday night, we played an auto harp duet, and we're going to play one this morning, but a different one. We'll go back into tradition for this one. This is The Storms Are on the Ocean, which is, of course, a Carter Family song. Get my fingers on here. Thank you. this one.
Oh, yeah.
Are you awake enough now to sing along, do you think? You have, bud. Something wrong with my ear, I guess.
We woke Sparky up at some ungodly hour tuning two auto harps. I guess he's forgiven us. This is a good sing-along. It's a sad song, but it's still fun to sing. It's great for harmony. I'll give you the first line. The second and third lines are the same. And the last line of each verse is, "It was Willie what got drowned in the deep blue sea." Oh, you're not there yet. Not a heck of a lot to say about this song. I learned it out of a book. It's fun to sing. I don't know anything about the background. It was one of these 25-cent wonder pocketbooks, but I'd still like it. I'm gonna play the harmonica. Deep blue sea, baby.
Oh, yeah, that's Andy's guitar. We live in Knoxville, Tennessee. That's where, that's the home of the Big Orange football team and Sparky Rucker. And all kinds of goodies. One good thing about living in Knoxville is you're only about 70 miles from Cock County, Cosby, Tennessee, which I'll have you know is the moonshine capital of the world. And if you don't believe it, ask Utah Phillips. If any of you saw him perform the other night, I want you to know that that performance was inspired. It was inspired by a glass about that big of Cock County moonshine. Well, anyway, we've got a moonshining song. We never show our faces in public without singing a moonshining song, because this is a subject that's very dear to our hearts. This one comes from North Carolina, which is just kind of a spit and a holler down the road from Cosby, Tennessee. And it's about a lady moonshiner. Back in the old days, used to call them blockaders. And the name of this song is Blockader Mama. It tells a very sad story. Have to ask you not to laugh.
Well, let me find the right string.
I know it ain't easy this morning. The little girl sat on the log cabin floor. The children were crying outright. And mother said, Susie, don't wander afar, for I may be gone half the night. Oh, mammy, don't make no liquor tonight. Sheriff Black may be watching the still. I seen him go down to the woods today, and he turned off the path by the mill. Hush, young and hush, the poor mother cried. Your pa ain't never worked none. There's nothing to eat in the house tonight. And the baby's got croup in her lungs. Oh, mammy, don't make no liquor tonight. Maybe watching the stills. I've waited and I've listened till my heart nearly stops. Every night when you go to the mill, the woman put on her man's shoes and pants. Didn't hearken to Susie's advice. She went to the still in the dead of the night and was shot in the back by the spies. They tenderly carried the body back home. The poor woman in man's attire. And they stood in the hall and the tears flowed down when they heard the poor little girl cry. Oh, mammy, why did you make liquor tonight? I begged till my heart was wild. Pa brought meat and flour within half an hour. And now I'm a poor orphan child. Oh, we love widows and orphans. Songs, I mean, about them. Let's see, I've got to talk while you tune, haven't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me tell you about this dulcimer. This is a Cock County, Tennessee dulcimer. It's a big one. It's got, what, five strings?
Yep,
five strings. Two noter strings. It's made of walnut. It was made by Lee Schilling. Shirley did some music notation for them so they could get some songs copyrighted, and they gave her this dulcimer. to work with to do the notation, and then after it was all done, Lee put a fresh coat of wax on it and cleaned it up and said, here, it's yours. And it's really, really a nice one. The song that she's going to sing is an old English ballad. I don't know, it's a child ballad. I don't know what number it is. The name of it is Lord Lovell. This particular version that she is singing is a South Carolina version of the song. I don't know if she's going to reach the high notes this morning. She might not. But if you like the song and you don't like the way she sings it, you can buy the record, you know, because she sang it right on the record.
Another plug.
She's got the wrong tool.
Didn't pick the right tool out of that bag yet.
I could tell him about the popsicle stick, too, but...
Lord Lovell, he stood at his castle gate, a-combing his milk-white steed, when along came Lady Nancy Bell, a-wishing her lover good speed, 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 a-wishing her lover good speed. Oh, where are you going, Lord Lovell, she said, oh, where are you going? Said she, I'm going, my dear Lady Nancy Bell, strange countries for to see, 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 strange countries for to see. When will you be back, Lord Lovell, she said, when will you be back, said she, a year or two or three at the most, I'll return to my Lady Nancy, see, see. I'll return to my Lady Nancy. Been gone but a year and a day, strange countries for to see, when languishing thoughts came into his mind, Lady Nancy Bell he would see, 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 Lady Nancy Bell he would see. He rode on his milk-white steed, till he reached fair London town. And there he heard St. Barney's bell, and the people all mourning around, around, and the people all mourning around. Is anyone dead, Lord Lovell, he said, is anyone dead, said he, a lord's daughter is dead, the people all said, and they call her the Lady Nancy, see, see, and they call her the Lady Nancy. They ordered the gay grave to be opened forthwith, the shroud to be folded down, and there he kissed her clay cold lips, and the tears came trickling down, 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 and the tears came trickling down. Lady Nancy, she died as it might be today. Lord Lovell, he died tomorrow. Lady Nancy, she died of pure, pure grief. Lord
Lord Lovell, he died of deep sorrow. Lord Lovell, he died of deep sorrow. Lady Nancy was laid in St. Clement's churchyard. Lord Lovell was buried close by her. And from her bosom there grew a red rose, and from her lovers a briar, and from her lovers a briar. They grew in the old church tower until they could grow no higher. And there they entwined in a true lover's knot, for all true lovers to admire, for all true lovers to admire.
How about a fiddle tune, Jeff? Uh-oh, he's tuning it.
Uh-oh. Would you like me to tune it? The fiddle is doing its thing. I haven't figured out what its thing is, except it's all slipping. Jeffrey is.
Jeffrey's going to play Hooker's Joy.
Good steady tempo. Wait a minute. Let me do that one once more.
Angel Band? Well, I don't know how near. We got time for it?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll sing Angel Band if we can get a little help down there. How about Sparky?
Sparky, come on up here and help us.
Sparky's one of my sons. Yeah, he's the black sheep of the family, he said. Sparky is really, really one of our favorite people, and I'm so glad that he could come to Fox Hollow this year.
I am too.
Mm. My latest son is sinking fast. My race is nearly run. My strongest trials now are past. My triumph is begun.
Oh, come, angel, bend. Come and around me stand. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my immortal home. Oh, bear me away on your snowy wings to my